Guys, hello and welcome to my Tuesday training call. I'm Ted Keyes, your host and top freight sales training expert here in Southern California. Today's training topic is how you handle critics and naysayers, And that's, you're going to find out that you will come across a lot of critics and naysayers in this profession and certainly any profession where you are attempting to get ahead in life, financially, whatever it may be, when you're attempting to get ahead of the rest of society, certainly in a financial way. So for those of you that are on my contact list, scroll down to any one of those Gmail in, or any one of those invites that I sent you today, and print out that attachment that I sent you. Again, that attachment is free of charge. Again, we're going to talk about how you handle critics and naysayers, As I was talking about earlier, when you attempt to get ahead in any way, in any fashion, you're going to get criticized for it. I mean, just picture yourself going to, it could be anything, going to some type of meeting in a hotel room, and you're super excited about what they just offered, the opportunity they just offered, or the opportunity that I offer you every single week in becoming a successful freight sales agent. What happens? You get excited, you go home, you take the programs, you take the manuals, the books, you start reading, you start telling other people about it, and what happens? Bam, you get criticized. You get criticized mainly because they do not understand what you're talking about. Anytime one steps out to better themselves, you're going to get criticized. And get used to me saying that on my call today. You will receive criticism. Why? It's because most individuals operate at the level of average or mediocre. Yeah, most of society, believe it or not, operates at the level of average or mediocre. What does average or mediocre mean? It means that most of society does the same thing day after day after day. Most of society goes to work, punches a clock, or whatever it is. And again, I'm not ridiculing most of society. I'm just telling you why you get criticized. But most of society remains in its level of comfort. It remains in its comfort zone. They don't want to go out. They don't want to take risk. And when these new ideas are introduced to them, do you think that they're going to be gung-ho about you or anything like that? No. They're going to criticize you. They're going to say that's not going to work. How could you be doing that? You're gonna bomb. Why? Because they don't do it themselves. And if there's one thing you have to learn and remember from my call today, is we come in contact with most of society every single day. And I'll say it again, most of society operates at the level of average or even lower than that, mediocre, when it comes to really jumping out of their shell and doing something new. I'm going to talk about 4 points today before I really get into my topic today. 4 points. Those 4 points is you're going to receive the most criticism from, first of all, actually, believe it or not, you're going to receive criticism from team members, actual team members, if you work in an office of other freight sales agents, okay? And you're only going to receive that criticism when you jump above what everybody else is doing. Because you're going to hear me say this also, is that other team members operate at the level of average or mediocre as well. So when you're in an office and you're around other supposedly freight sales agents or sales agents in general, and you really start climbing that ladder, you will receive criticism from those folks. Why? Because you're going above and beyond, first of all, what's required to be successful. That's the first thing, and you're receiving the benefits from that. Again, your team members, if you want to call them team members, are not producing to your level, so they're not receiving the benefits. Do you think most of them or all of them are going to encourage you? No, they don't know how to encourage. All they know is what they know, which is sitting at their desk, playing video games, whatever it is, getting on the internet, whatever, and doing things that are not being productive toward their building their freight sales agency. So the first thing, the first group of people you'll be criticized from are team members. And here's another thing. If you have the opportunity to work from home, work in your home office, initially that's the best thing to do. That's the best thing to do because then and only then you can surround yourself with what you want to surround yourself with, whatever it is. If you like to be silent, hey, that's great. If you like to surround yourself with motivational tapes while you're answering the phone and things like that, again, because you're by yourself, you have the choice of what you can hear. If you're in an office or a room with other folks that are not performing, right, you're subject to what they say, and a lot of that is negativity and unproductiveness. So that's the first point. The second point is the other individuals that you'll get that you'll be criticized by are, believe it or not, your immediate family members, your immediate friends, associates that know you, that again, if they're not business owners, if they're not reaching out and bettering themselves financially through entrepreneurship, guess what? They don't understand what you're doing. If they don't understand what you're doing, most of them will try to drag you down. So the second group of individuals that will criticize you or not be positive towards what you're doing is your immediate circle of influence. And hey, let's face it, most of those are going to be, as I said, individuals that don't have the same admiration and the energy and the motivation that you do. Third point that I'm going to make is you are your biggest critic. You're your biggest critic, believe it or not. Now, why is that? That's because what you're attempting to do, okay, you know in your mind what you want to do, what you desire to do. You know in your mind what you have to do. But here's the thing. Your conscience does not know this. And all your conscience knows is what you've done in the past, whatever that is. If you've had a 9-to-5 job or not working at all, I mean, and again, not that that's a bad thing. Hey, you could have been a stay-at-home mom raising kids, and now you've decided to become an entrepreneur. Your conscience is not aware of what it takes to build a business. So deep inside, your mind is telling you, what are you doing? Get back here. And that's the biggest thing you have to fight. The biggest thing you have to fight are the thoughts that go on inside your mind that are telling you that you aren't able to do this because those thoughts are not familiar with growing. Everybody that becomes a successful entrepreneur has to fight these same thoughts, and I have done it myself, and I continue to do it myself. I mean, when I started doing these videos, my conscience was telling me that you cannot do this, Ted, because you haven't done it before. So what happens? You're nervous, you're jittery. However, just like anything, just like getting on the phone and calling that first prospect, you've got to do it. You've got to pick up the phone. You've got to create a conversation and take them through a series of questions, just like I go over on my freight sales call information sheet and my freight sales success guide. And once you start doing it a little bit, you start getting better and better and better. And in those areas, your conscience stops telling you that you can't do that. Third point is you are your biggest critic. Fourth point, this is my opinion, however, if you think about it, you'll see it's true. Fourth point is the biggest critic in the world right now is the news media, My wife and I, Maria, do not watch the news. Why? Because most of what they say is they are criticizing individuals, they're criticizing groups, they're criticizing incidents. I mean, think about it. How much of the news media or the news in general has a positive bent to it? 95% of it is negative. It is criticizing. If there's one piece of advice that I could offer you right now, if you watch the news, regardless of the channel, stop doing it. Think about it. If you hear negative stories week after week, day after day, those stories affect you. You may think that you're educating yourself, but in reality, those stories are staying with you, and that's all part of you telling yourself that, hey, all the stuff is going on in the world, all the bombings, all the accidents. You can't do that because of all this stuff going on. My biggest advice right now is don't watch the news media. Find educational shows to watch. You know, watch Nat Geo Wild or the Discovery Channel or even shows that show you how to flip a house. I mean, those are shows that are, you're learning how to run a business. So those are the four points that I want to make, that I want to bring to your attention first. The first thing, again, is team members. They're going to be criticizers of you. Your immediate family, friends, will criticize your efforts and your motivation. Your biggest critic, point number three, is you. You will be your biggest critic. Just all you can do is take that into account when you're moving forward, getting on the phone, talking to prospects, you know, asking who's your shipping decision maker. Get past those points and keep climbing that ladder so you can stop criticizing you. Fourth point is the news media is the biggest critic. And notice how I'm not mentioning different channels. This applies to all the media. They're the biggest critic that you will watch. However, let me get to my point. How you handle critics and naysayers. Have you been criticized yet? I'm going to ask you this question. Have you been criticized yet or labeled by others, you know, because you're moving forward to become a successful freight agent because you've taken massive action in this profession? Have you received criticism yet? All right. If you have, remember, this is normal. This is normal. If yes, then you're not alone. It happens to all individuals in freight sales who rise to the level above mediocrity, mediocre and above average, okay? Why? Because mediocre, as I said earlier, mediocre and average is where most of the world operates. Think about it. You're a couch potato and you're watching the Dallas Cowboys play the Green Bay Packers. And what do? You sit there and criticize the way individuals are playing the game. And this is most of society. I mean, think about it. There's a visual that you can that you can actually put into your mind. Most individuals that criticize professional athletes have never even picked up a ball. They've never even played a sport. So what makes them an expert in that particular field? Nothing. They do it because they operate at the level of average and mediocre. And the same exact thing will happen to you as you move forward to become a successful freight sales agent. Now, also, it happens because individuals who operate at the level, okay, operate at that level of mediocrity, they feel threatened by your activity level. That's why, again, you're going to receive criticism by naysayers, and they make it seem somehow wrong to you, and they make it seem wrong to you to make themselves feel right because of their lack. Why don't they expend effort? Okay, why do your team members not expend effort? You know, why will they sit around and criticize you if you allow them to? Well, first of all, it's because they're lazy. Think about it. As I keep repeating the statistic, call after call after call, 80% of your calls will come between your fifth and your 12th contact. Even individuals in freight sales, they will not expend the energy. They remain at mediocre and average. They won't expend that energy to make that fifth call, that fifth follow-up call, that sixth follow-up call, that seventh follow-up call. That's why you will remain, that's why you'll get criticism, because your team members see that you're making, you're doing the required work and you're expending the required effort to make those contacts and to build those relationships, to continue following up time after time after time. That's why you'll receive criticism from others if you allow yourself to and work inside an office. Mediocre performers, mediocre, average performers in general, they're going to tell you, A, you're wasting your time. What you're doing is a waste of time. Now, why would they tell you that? When they're a freight agent, they'll come up with anything to bring you down to their level. That's what mediocre and average performers do. They're going to tell you that you're wasting your time. They're going to tell you that what you're attempting, you know, this other newfangled idea that you have will not work, okay? This won't work in freight sales. The third thing they'll tell you is it's a turnoff, whatever you're attempting to do to continue following up time and time again. That's going to be a turnoff to your prospects and customers. In reality, you must do that. You must continue to keep following up time after time after time. But the mediocre performers will tell you, hey, stop doing that. You're bugging your prospects. You're bugging them. They're going to blow you off. In reality, that's what you have to do. You have to do that. You have to continue following up. But the mediocre individuals around you, they're going to tell you, hey, you're going to start annoying your prospects. The fourth thing is, because you do that, no one wants to work with you. Those individuals will not work with you because you're expending all this energy, and they are not. Let me move on to another topic here, and that is you're stepping into massive action, all right? You're stepping into massive action when you create new challenges for yourself. When you're creating new challenges for yourself, that is a sign that you're doing things right. When you continue to follow up and prospects start to give you the opportunity to quote their freight, these will bring on new challenges, okay? There's going to be new challenges that come along with that, but you know you're moving forward when that's happening, because challenges always come with new skills. As you learn new skills, new challenges will follow right behind, and that's a good thing. That's a good thing. So when you're taking massive action, expect to start receiving criticism and warnings from mediocre performers. It's just going to happen. When you take this massive action, all right, when these challenges start coming, when you get these freight requests and you don't know what to do, always remember, that's a good thing. Not only good, but that's a great thing, because those are actions that you have to go through to become a drop-dead performer in this profession. These are good signs. These new challenges, they're great signs. Unfortunately, criticism comes along with it, but the more you isolate yourself from criticism, the better off you'll be. That's why I said earlier, when you're starting off in a profession like this or any type of sales or entrepreneurial endeavor, it's best that you work by yourself. Yes, reach out to other like-minded individuals, guys like me that you get on a conference call just like this or a training call just like this. That's good, okay? But when you're actually performing day in and day out, do it on your own so you're not around negative thinkers and naysayers. What's your overall solution here? The overall solution here is stay strong. What did I say? I said stay strong and break through the negativity, okay? And again, not just negativity from others, but mostly your own as well. You're getting this negativity from others. You're also going to get it from yourself. Don't pay attention to any of it. Just keep moving forward. Keep picking up the phone. Keep connecting with the marketplace. You're going to receive criticism, but in time that will turn to admiration, because you're moving forward. You're moving loads. You're earning great commissions. Trust me, I have been there as an athlete and a business owner in many different facets of business. As you work on your dreams and continue taking actions to make your life what you desire to be, those same mediocre performers that I keep talking about earlier in my call here today, they're going to show up at the end of your successful journey, and they're going to say to you, what took you so long? What took you so long? Unfortunately, a lot of those will be at the same level that they were earlier, If not that, they won't even be in the profession anymore. But that's just part of the game here, and this is a game. Part of the game is you're going to be around other individuals that just don't understand the massive action that you're taking, the goals that you're setting for yourself, the admiration that you have for the profession, and the true desire to become a successful freight sales agent in this profession. Great topic today. Again, how you handle critics and naysayers. How you handle critics and naysayers. Great talking today. It's been a pleasure on my Tuesday training call today. Again, I'll be here next week on Tuesday afternoon, same time, 2 p.m. Pacific time, 5 p.m. Eastern time on my Tuesday training call. For those of you that want to get on my contact list, just go to tedkeysonline.com. On my homepage, upper right-hand corner, enter your contact details. That will get you on my contact list and give you a weekly, and I'll send you a weekly invite to my training call today. Take care. God bless. I'll see you again next week on my Tuesday training call. Bye-bye.